This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Alyssa Block. When dusk fell in New York City tonight, the setting sun lined up perfectly with the street grid of Manhattan. This phenomenon happens only four times a year, two nights in May and two in July. It's been dubbed Manhattan Henge, and it draws photographers from across the metropolitan area and beyond. NPR's Joel Rose went to 42nd Street in the heart of Manhattan to capture the spirit of the moment.
On a clear night, Manhattan Henge turns the streets of Midtown into canyons of light and shadow. Skyscrapers frame the setting sun as it sinks behind the hills of New Jersey.
And it just looks so mystical.
Meryl Schuyler has seen Manhattan Henge before, though last night was the first time she tried to photograph the effect herself.
The way the light comes out, it just kind of makes the buildings look almost like cliffs. And I think it just makes the city just look like why we live here. It's just so beautiful and just gives it that gorgeous glow.
The tricky part is snapping that perfect image without getting run over. Schuyler was planning to meet a group of other photographers on a bridge across 42nd Street, which makes for an ideal view of Manhattan Henge. But the best spots on the bridge were already taken by photographers who'd been camping out since early afternoon. That forced late arrivals like Lofty Ellis of South Africa and Jody Christian of South Carolina to get creative.
I'm just going to lift it on my shoulders and she's going to take pictures for both of us.
Yeah, we're practicing right now.
Ellis had read a blog post about Manhattan Henge earlier in the day, and he knew he had to see it for himself.
I haven't been in New York before, and if there's something, you have to come and see it in person. Looking at the picture just won't be the same.
I mean, it's like, you know, when you see a picture of a painting on the internet versus when you see it in real life in a museum. You know, it's a totally different experience.
I'm going to be risking my life trying to get this Manhattan Henge.
Other photographers, including Arnulfo Passione of Queens, decided to take their chances right in the middle of traffic on 42nd Street.
It's worth it because it happens only like a couple times a year. It looked like somebody planned it to be this way when they planned the city of Manhattan.
If they did plan it this way, nobody told the cabbies. As the sun hovered above the horizon, photographers flooded into the intersection of 42nd Street and 2nd Avenue, blocking the street until a few police officers persuaded them to move.
People, you have to move. I'm sorry, I like the view too. I'm not taking my camera out right now.
Then the sun disappeared, and a moment later, the crowd did the same. Larry Sachs stood on the sidewalk, looking into the screen on the back of his digital camera.
The great shots, the cops came, that kind of screwed everything up. The ones before that came out pretty good.
Sack says he'd be back again to try for the perfect shot. If he didn't get it tonight, he'll have to wait until May. Joel Rose, NPR News, New York.